Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 285. He is faithful. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast in love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Deuteronomy 7:9. Let that land. Know therefore. The verse doesn't open with a gentle nudge. It opens with a summons to active, deliberate knowing. Not consider the possibility that God might be faithful. This is a command. Set your mind. Declare with your mouth what you need your heart to believe, especially on the days when your circumstances seem to be shouting the opposite. And they will shout, you know that. There are days when everything around you feels unsteady, and the voice of doubt is louder than the memory of every promise God has kept. It is precisely on those days that this verse was written for you, the faithful God. In the Hebrew, that word carries the image of solid rock, unshakable, immovable, impossible to dislodge. His faithfulness does not rise and fall with your emotional weather. It does not depend on how well you did yesterday or how much strength you can muster today. He simply is who he is, and that does not change. When you are standing firm, he is faithful. When you stumble, he remains faithful. When you don't even know what you feel anymore, he is still there, the same rock, the same God. And then the verse opens wider, covenant and steadfast love. Those two words walk together on purpose. Covenant, because God does not act on impulse. He has bound himself to you. He signed the love contract, and that contract was sealed in Christ, on the cross. In Jesus, you are not watching God's faithfulness from the outside, you are enfolded inside it. The faithfulness Moses proclaimed in Deuteronomy found its ultimate fulfillment in the Son. There is no cancellation clause on God's side. And 1,000 generations. That is not poetic exaggeration. That is a declaration of scale. God's faithfulness is bigger than any human timeline you could draw. What he has promised you does not end when your story ends. It reaches your children, their children, and beyond, further than your eyes can see. When you trust him today, you are planting faithfulness into generations not yet born. So let me ask you something directly. How are you starting your days? With the worries out front or with the declaration of who God is? Because there is an enormous difference between letting your circumstances set the tone for your morning and arriving at the morning with the name of the faithful God already on your lips. Today, do this before breakfast, before you pick up your phone, before you let the worries take the first space. Say out loud, you are faithful. Then name one specific promise you need him to keep today. Just one. Say its name. Let the declaration go ahead of the worries. Carry that confidence into your morning, into your work, into whatever is waiting for you today. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.